Yes.
And after the meeting, there'll be things to be done, and as you can see, it says we get to go to lunch. And then some more individual work, and then putting minutes away and individual actions. Now, for the minutes of the first meeting, as you can see, it was just earlier today. Kate, Steph, Sarah, and myself in our full capacities were present. I opened the meeting. The product was developed and reviewed, and we talked about the financial end of it and some implications. The 4 million sales target and new ideas of not too many buttons, bright colors, and some of the influence of the Japanese. And we closed early so you could then proceed with your research and getting reports together for this meeting. Anybody have any questions on those minutes? Are they complete? Did they discuss everything that we covered last time? Kate? Did I miss something?
We talked about the individual roles in each other's work.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I'm afraid I incorporated that when I said who was present, but yes, we did, and we did a little bit of jingling of making the pictures, but I didn't think those were appropriate to the minutes necessarily. So, as a group, I think you are they're accepting the minutes.
Okay, I accept the minutes.
Okay.
Is that what we're supposed to say?
Yeah. Then we'll move to the three presentations. Okay.
Okay.
As far as it goes.
Excellent. Thank you. Looks good. All right. Thank you very much. One of the biggest issues I thought about from last meeting was the fact that we need to sell 4 million of these remote controls. And I think that this was an opportunity to really take real reaction in the direction of handheld tools that have been used and are used by many of us, and to kind of bring the remote control into the same realm as an accessible, useful electronic device, as opposed to something that is lost in the couch and what have you. So my main goal here is to re-envision the remote control in this context, and to think about menu functionality and current technology and the fact that it could be interactive with other tools. Some of the research in the market has shown that people really are not happy with remote controls as they are now. And that means we do need to make some decisions about what keys or buttons on the remote control to perhaps keep and what ones to discard. And if we devote some energy into this, I think the recent productions of Real Reaction, the iGo Everywhere Power, and the high-definition DVD players, although it makes immediate sense to have our remote control interact with these, I think we can also use this as a platform to make it interact with other tools. And In fact, I think the high definition DVD players and all of this will come along and the will only benefit from the positive feedback from our well-designed tool. So again, most users really dislike the current look and feel of remote controls. 50%, I think of all these numbers, the most important is 50% of users say they only use 10% of the buttons. And 80% of users, and if we think about this, there are a lot of television, DVD, stereo, remote control users out there. 80% would spend more money on a remote control that looks fancy. It was market research, and there were 100 people in the room, so 80 out of 100 said they would spend more money. Well, I think we can really focus on this remote and again bring the Real Reaction branding in and get some positive marketing for our other tools, even if we directly don't advertise for the I Go Everywhere line. So an interesting element was the would you pay more for speech recognition question. So these market research questionnaires looked into your concern about technology and specifically wanted to find out information about speech recognition. Now, the early adopters, those of us who grew up with technology and lucky for us, have the cash to pay for it, the young age group without the mortgages and responsibilities, 91% of them would pay more for speech recognition and a remote control. Very interesting. I leave this up to the group to decide if we want to use this, if and you know the designers, but 91%, 15 to 25. Well, I think, especially in terms of growth, I think this would be a very smart group to target. I mean, three quarters of the next age group, 25 to 35, are interested. And with the technologies improving, if we can get these...
Yes.
But would you pay more and... Does it work and is it approachable and did I know that it was an that's a very good question. I don't know if speech recognition should be included, but I think it's an interesting. I think that maybe shows more about being open to technology. Should I go back? Yeah. Yeah. Exactly. I mean, I did not receive any information on that, but I think the competition, sussing out what other people are doing and what's in the pipeline is very, very important. Because there was a question about, do you want an LCD screen? And that wasn't responded to. But some of the larger remotes do have screens where you can navigate. You know, so it turns into something. Perhaps you all have seen the Osbournes, where Ozzy Osbourne is attempting to manage his super entertainment system with something that looks like a small tray. Yeah, it's I think, you know. No, Kate, you're exactly right there. But I think the key is to get the early adopters, people who are familiar with technology in, and they'll be.
Well, we're not gonna be old,
Exactly. Yes, and I'm making the leap that people who are familiar, younger people are more familiar with technology than older people, or comfortable, you know. So I think the most important thing is an attractive, streamlined remote control, and to be extraordinarily reductionist. Power, channel, volume, and everything else is up to the designers. And this is also supported by the market research. Thank you. That's my contribution.
First off, basically, I do agree with what Sarah has defined as your personal preferences. And I think we need a more streamlined volume with no extraneous functions. So my method was to look at the existing remotes and what functions they have. And what we all need to discuss is whether we want these functions pretty much the same as what existing remotes have, if we can build on this with the speech recognition. That's not something I thought about at all, but it's also something we can discuss. And I presume we can miss out functions related to a video or DVD remote control, if this is only going to be satellite cable TV remote control. So these are two models of existing remote. The one on the left seems to be a fairly standard universal remote control. It has fast forward, stop, play, all relating to movies. It also seems to have channel up and channel down, which is more what you'd expect from either like a Sky or cable remote control, where you've got hundreds of channels instead of a nearly terrestrial one. But I think we should be looking more along the lines of the one on the right, which also has play, stop, and pause, and everything. I don't think we need them at all. I think we just need channel selection, volume up, volume down, and I think an enter function where you can access, it's not like teletext, but along the same line, to access things on the screen. Not related to internet on the image, because that would be far outside our budget and what we want this to do.
Mm.
or if.
Maybe hear what Kate has to say.
Yeah.
Let's hear what Kate has to say.
Maybe afterwards we could do a whiteboard with that, your the one on the right as a basis.
Yeah.
Whiteboard session. Mm-hmm.
Definitely less quiet, and I mean, but still, it's. The style of things is terrible.
Yeah.
I really think we need to not only possibly the materials, like the type of plastic used, but everything, including size and shape of buttons, positioning of buttons, the actual shape of the handheld device.
The ergonomics, the way it fits in your.
Yeah, everything to do with this has to be revolutionized. So that's that for
Do we have some idea of how much it would cost to create a device that has these basic elements? Because then, no, the chip composer marketing, or no, the chip composer sender. I don't believe I know. Okay. Because then we would figure out how much we had to play with in terms of user interface and this look and feel idea.
It does seem as if we're just to do something really simple and mass produced, which is pretty much the same as these existing models, just maybe
inspired?
A little bit more inspired. But basically just the same. Although suddenly came into my head is, you know, they always take two AA batteries, which versions are not very efficient at all. Could it be possible to have a rechargeable internal battery? Like an MP3 player does. Where you could just, or a mobile phone or whatever. You could, you know, you just plug into a power source with a device and then it'd be charged for ages and ages and ages and you don't have to worry about replacing the AA batteries.
Well, that has another element, which is if every time you're done using the remote, you put it on a charger, then it has a place. Yeah, but it also has a place. So, exactly.
But then again, I don't know if this is really an application or not.
That's a really good idea. Well, it's better than my idea about solar, probably. yeah. Depends. Definitely, because I'm thinking in terms of the loss and breakage of remotes, how much of that is to do with it not really having a home, a nest, a place to live. Exactly. So if you can dock it, you know, you could argue that this is exactly. Because you are talking about another component, like another piece of hardware.
Yeah. Okay. Are we agreed as to where our target group is, though?
Well, I brought up some, exactly, but I think you raised some good questions about are there enough of these people out there? Or are they making purchasing decisions? You know,
yeah,
these are the... Yeah, exactly. I'll make a note of that, Kate. Good comment.
But what I was going to say was, although they may be buying personal music devices and all that, are they necessarily buying TV remote controls? Because they probably
know
that.
It might be good to know who is actually buying televisions, and are we in a region where people have more than one television in a home. Yeah. And some of our DVD players, incidentally, have them because we have the relationship with our own department, but moreover, we need to go for the manufacturers.
Okay. We're not going to get any resolutions by the end of the day, are we?
Hmm.
The other thing that you're
Do we need, let me. Actually, the enter key, I have a chart here that I didn't include. Yeah, which might. Yeah, those are. Felt like I had a lot of charts. Okay, I my only comment is I think maybe we could somehow include an enter key in like a power key if power was enter and power. That was my only, just really in terms of streamlining. Exactly. Again, you know, thinking of menus or. Well, if you're pressing enter, the thing would already be on, and so maybe when you press power initially, it turns on. Press power again and use that as an enter. So you press power after you've. Well, I was thinking maybe to turn it off, you'd have to press power twice in succession, and maybe power follows something like a channel up, channel down power, and then that would make that choice. Well, or yeah, or something that has a turning dial where the far end is on or off. Yeah, I don't. I wish. Anyway, that was the only comment about some of the decisions people have made, what's most important. It's definitely channel volume power. Exactly. Exactly.
Box itself. I wouldn't know how to do it using a remote control.
Yeah.
So, I would say bring a button on the left so that wouldn't.
Okay. Well, thanks for looking at that. We don't want to outsmart.
Don't make it too hard for grannies.
Congratulations.
So, are we agreed then for those things? Let's go back to the agenda.
Are you fine? It's fine.
No, it was up there, but I couldn't see it down here.
I think you have to cycle through.
Right. We're ready to close. That will be completing the questionnaire. And then we'll have some time for individual work to continue our research. And I'll put some minutes of this meeting together. Your individual assignments are for Kate to do the components.
And you'd mentioned, I was just going to say, could you reiterate the new project requirements? Because they were, it has to be for a TV, just to keep myself.
The teletext is out today.
Yeah, I think I've.
It's important. It's only to be for a TV, and it must include the corporate image, color, and slogan.
Okay.
Which I think is more in user range with stuff.
So like what actually are these? Is that the L and Y?
It doesn't tell me.
Hmm.
I'll just use it for my website.
Okay.
All right. Thank you.